Everybody, this is Michael Kiske, and I hope you don't forget me. I was the singer on this, all those songs here.
続いてはマイケル・キスクにハロウィン加入のいきさつについて語ってもらいましょう。
I think it all started in 1986. I had my own band in those days called Ill Prophecy. It was a band that I had from school on.And I was playing guitar, writing all the songs, and I was doing the singing, obviously. And one day, Marcus Kosskopf came to our rehearsal room, and he was, you know, listening to the thing we were doing. And after the rehearsal, he was asking me if I would like to join Halloween. I haven't heard about them then. I heard about the name, but I didn't know about the music or anything like that. So he gave me Walls of Jericho, and I listened to that at home.I didn't like it very much in the first place. To me, it was just always the same drum beat and stuff, you know. It was just fast. I thought, nah, that's not the music I want to do, you know. So I didn't call him back. So I just left it. And then a couple of weeks later, Wyke called me up while I was taking a bath. And my mother was giving me the phone. There's a guy called Wyke, Michael Wyketh, and he wants to talk to you. And then he was talking to me what he would like to do. You know, he would like to have a singer like me, and he would like to do various styles of music and stuff like that. And that was very interesting. You know, everything he talked about was very interesting. So I met him, and then we talked, and he was showing me movies. He was playing me music. He was sleeping till 6 o'clock already then, so I kind of checked him out. I went to his place.At 6 o'clock in the evening, and I stayed till 7 o'clock in the morning or something. We did that a couple of nights, like for weeks. And I kind of got the picture what he would like to do, that he would like to grow and stuff like that. And then I got to meet the other guys, and we did some rehearsals together. And then they, for instance, Kai as well, started to write songs for my voice. And that's where most of the material of Keeper 1 and Keeper 2 came together. And that stuff I loved. You know, I couldn't even imagine myself on those tracks which they did on Walls of Jericho. But when we tried it and I did the vocals for it, it worked perfectly well. And that's how it all started. It was just great working in the rehearsal room when they came up with those songs to sing them. It felt very good.
全ては1986年に始まった。俺はその頃自分のイルプロフェシーというバンドをやっていたんだ。学校時代からやっていたバンドで、俺はギターを弾いて、全ての曲を書き、そしてもちろん歌っていた。ある日、マーカスが俺たちのリハーサルルームにやってきて、彼は俺たちのリハーサルを聞いて、そしてそのリハーサル後にハロウィンに入らないかと俺に言ってきた。その時俺はハロウィンのことは知らなかった。名前は知っていたが、ハロウィンがどんな音楽をしているかは知らなかった。彼がウォールズ・オブ・ジェリコをくれたので、それを家で聞いてみた。実は最初はあまり気に入らなかったんだ。ドラムビートが全部一緒に聞こえたし、俺がやりたい音楽ではないと思ったんだよ。だから彼らに電話をしないで、そのままにしておいた。その数週間後に、俺がちょうど風呂に入ってる時に、バイキーが電話をくれたんだ。ママが、バイキーって人から電話よって受話器をよこしたんだよ。そしたらバイキーが、俺のようなシンガーが必要だとか、いろいろなスタイルの音楽をやりたいとか、いろいろと興味深いことを話すんだ。彼が話したすべてのことが興味深かったね。だから彼に会ったんだ。俺たちは話をいろいろしたし、彼は、 俺に映画を見せてくれたり音楽を聴かせてくれたりした。バイキーは夕方の6時まで寝ていた。俺はバイキーの家に夕方6時に行って次の日の朝7時に帰った。それを1週間に2日くらいずつ何週間もやったんだよ。それを通して彼が何を思い描いているのか、どう成長したいのかとかがだんだん分かってきた。そして他のメンバーたちに会った。リハーサルもした。カイが俺の声に合わせて曲作りをした。そっからキーパーオブザセブンキーズパート1とキーパーオブザセブンキーズパート2のほとんどの曲が生まれたんだ。俺はその曲をとても気に入った。ウォールオブジェリコを聴いた時にそれを自分が歌うことを想像できなかったけど、歌ってみたらパーフェクトだったんだよ。そこから全てが始まったんだ。リハーサルルームで一緒にプレイして、そして出来上がった曲を歌った時はとても気持ちよかったよ。ではマイケルにも気に入っている曲を聴いてみましょう。
I have a couple that I really like, but which ones come into my mind straight away is a song like Eagle Fly Free, for instance. I think it's a perfect song. Future was always great live. It's a great live track. I love Dr. Steen. Was great fun live. Rise and Fall. Obviously, I like my tunes, but that's not important to say. I was always very much into the stuff Wyke was doing, basically.I also like Kai's stuff, but I was more into Wyke's stuff, I have to say, during the Halloween days. But, you know, we did so many different things that you can't really compare most of those songs. Each song is very unique, I would say. But those songs are the ones which come in mind straight away. Keeper of the Seven Keys was also very nice live.
とても気に入っている曲は数曲ある。俺の心の中にすぐ浮かぶのはイーグルフライフリーだ。パーフェクトな曲だよ。そしてフューチャーワールドはライブで最高な曲だ。ライブでやってとても楽しかったドクターシュタインも俺は愛している。ライズ&フォールもね。もちろん自分が書いた曲は好きだけど、それを語るのは重要なことではないよ。基本的にバイキーが書いた曲がとても好きだったね。もちろんカイの曲も好きだったけど、ハロウィン時代にはよりバイキーのものの方が好きだったんだよ。でもたくさんの違ったことをやってきたから曲を比べることはできない。一曲一曲がユニークだと思う。でも今名前を挙げた曲が心にすぐ浮かぶものだ。キーパーオブザセブンキーズもライブでとても映える曲だったね。ではハロウィン時代の最も印象的な思い出は何でしょう。
I think the most impressive thing in terms of the size or the amount of people we played in front of was Donington. I think it was 1988. We played Iron Maiden was headlining. It was 107,000 people. And we were, I think, third on the list or something, on the bill. That was really great. And then, I must say, the very last tour we did with Kai Hansen, the England tour, the Great Britain tour, not just Great Britain, I mean the whole, including Scotland and stuff,That last tour with Kai Hansen, that was, I think, the peak. That was very exciting. I found it very bad when he left. Very sad. That was great. And also, it's like, always at the end of every tour we did, most of the times we started in Europe, then we went to America, and then we got to Japan. And Japan, everything's perfectly organized. We had, like, big venues, and then we were completely fit because of all those touring before. So, like...Japan was always the peak at the end of the tour. I'm not just saying it's to slime around, you know, it was always, Japan was always the greatest thing because you had those beautiful venues, great sounds, you know, great people reactions and stuff like that. Japan was always fun.
規模と観客の数という意味で一番印象的だったのは1988年にドニントンのモンスターズ・オブ・ロックでプレーしたことだ。アイアン・メイデンがヘッドライナーで俺たちは10万7000人の前でプレーした。俺たちは出演順では3番目だったけど最高だったね。そしてカイ・ハンセンとの一番最後のツアー、スコットランドを含めたイギリスツアー、それがピークだった。とてもエキサイティングな時だったんだよね。カイ・ハンセンがバンドを去った時本当に悲しかった。ツアーは大抵ヨーロッパから始まり、そしてアメリカ、日本という順番だったけど、日本はいつもパーフェクトにオーガナイズされていた。 大きな会場でプレーし、ツアーを重ねてきた後で、俺たちのコンディションは最高だった。だから日本がいつもピークだったね。お世辞を言うつもりじゃないけど、日本は常に最高だった。綺麗な会場に最高のサウンド、素晴らしい観客の反応。だから日本はいつも楽しかったよ。それでは次にマイケル・キスクをハロウィンに誘ったもう一人のマイケル、マイケル・バイキー・バイカーとの登場です。
So hello, this is Michael Weikert from Halloween, and I hope you're all well. I just want to say a nice thank you to everyone in Japan for the nice success. And this is about time to say that. Thank you.
バイキーはハロウィンでのソングライティングについてこう語っています。
It varies. Try to think of who I would actually do a song for. Yeah. So like I kind of seem to know what Japanese people like, and I will also try if, for instance, I think this might be a good one for French people. For instance, I will try to make it more French for those people to like it that much. And well, if, for instance, other people in other countries like it as well, then. But this to me is always like a task then. I have a certain idea of what I do, and I would always try to make it that way then, to even enhance the basic idea.Of something, and well, there are various categories of what I can do, and I just cut back on the experimental stuff recently a little because there were a lot of gaps to fill from the past and all that, and so I merely concentrated on the stuff people would more or less expect from me right now, and it will maybe change in the future, or maybe not, but right now I don't exactly feel the urgeto really try something completely out of this world, you know. I don't want to mix anyone up now, right now. And it's always really a drag to come up with something real new. You always have to spend, like, a lot of efforts to do that. And with all the stuff we've been doing recently, it's very hard to achieve that. And then I always have tracks lying in, like, the folder somewhere.And they are growing over the years, and eventually I will always put them out then later.
その時によって違うんだ。誰のために曲を書いているのかを考えるんだよ。日本のみんなが好きなタイプの曲は理解してるつもりだし、フランス人が好みそうな曲を考えてみたり、他の国の人の好みだったりもする。だからみんなが好きになってくれるような曲を書こうとしているんだ。それが俺の仕事みたいに感じられるんだけど、あるアイディアからそれを広げていくんだよ。それから俺ができるもののカテゴリーについてだけど、最近そこから実験的なものを切り捨てたんだ。過去の経験からして難しいと感じたからね。今は人が俺に何を期待しているのかということを考えている。将来的には変わるかもしれないけどね。全く新しいものをやろうとすると無駄な努力ばかりしなければいけないからね。でもそういうものは取っておいて、いつか必ず使うさ。ではバイキーの気に入ってる曲は何なんでしょう。
Well, that's very hard to say from all the ones. I mean, I would say that up to that point, maybe that Eagle Fly Free thing was like the most well done one, so to say.And even though, well, How Many Tears is something and so many other tracks.It's very hard to decide, actually. And even the Giants one on the Very Chameleon I liked very much, or that number one thing was the one I've written when I was 19. But I'd say, like, from the musical balance and everything, and mostly interesting to me was that Eagle thing up to that very point. Then I was very proud of it, and then you go and see what else you can do. Yeah, but, yeah, basically I was proud of everything I've done.
難しいね。その時代からだとイーグルフライフリーが一番よくできた曲だった。でも How Many Tears とか他にもいい曲がたくさんあるから選ぶのが難しい。でもジャイアントも好きだし、カメレオンに入っている俺が19歳の時に書いたナンバーワンもとても気に入っている。でも音楽的なバランスから言うと、やっぱりその時代のものではイーグルフライフリーが一番いいと思うよ。とてもこの曲を誇りに思ったし、そこからまた何ができるかを探求しようという気になったんだ。 でも基本的に自分で書いたものは全て誇りに思っているさ。続いてキーパーオブザセブンキーズパート1からハロウィンの作品を手掛けてきたプロデューサートミー・ハンセン起用のきっかけについてバイキーに語ってもらいました。
It was basically via it was Karl Walterbach and we approached him because we said we've heard you know this Tommy Hansen from somewhere because we heard that Pretty Maids album that Red Hot and Heavy and we also heard the first one in the Sounds in Berlin that was a disco where we used to go by that time and it was a hard rock disco sometimes and so they played the Pretty Maid stuff there as well and Karl Walterbach just told us that he's actually working with that Tommy Hansen for future productions and it'd be very easy to introduce us to him and to us it was a hero by that time that we thought wow what a guy and in our ears he really created a new sound by that time and so we've gotten together forThe Keeper One, and first it was a little critical because he worked together with Tommy Newton of Victory, and the Victory records we didn't exactly like that much sound-wise. The song material was very good, but we had a different opinion of how the sound should be achieved.
基本的にカール・ウォーターバックにアプローチをかけたんだ。彼がトミー・ハンセンを知っていると聞いていたからね。プリティ・メイズのアルバムを聞いて、とてもヘビーで気に入っていたんだ。ベルリンに俺たちが昔よく行っていたサウンズというディスコがあったんだけど、日替わりで時々ハードロックディスコになっていて、そこでもプリティメイズの曲がかけられていた。そんな時カールが将来的にトミー・ハンセンと仕事をするという話を聞いたんだ。それは俺たちを彼に紹介してもらいやすくなったということだったし、その頃にはトミーは俺たちのヒーローだったんだ。彼はとても新しいサウンドをクリエイトしていたからね。キーパーオブザセブンキーズパート1が初仕事だったけど、最初は彼がビクトリーのトミー・ニュートンと仕事をしていたので、ちょっとクリティカルだったね。サウンド的にビクトリーのアルバムは好きじゃなかったからね。曲は良かったけどね。どのような音にするかという点で、俺たちは違ったアイデアを持っていたんだよ。続いてはローランド・グラポーの登場です。
Hello, here's Roland Grappo from Halloween and I'm...Pretty happy to say to the Japanese fans, thanks for the past and for a hope for the future. And I'm pretty happy to be a rock star in Japan because you are the best fans in the world.
では、ローランドの好きなハロウィンの曲は何かを聞いてみました。
Oh, that's heavy to say. I would say I have two different kind of, because one song I have written...is my favorite, so because it, when I joined Halloween, the first song I wrote for Halloween was the title, The Chance. It's still one of my favorite. And the other one is before I joined Halloween is Eagle Fly Free from Waiki. Because this is, there are a lot more of very good songs. But when I can say the best song is for my taste, a typical 100% Halloween song is for my taste, Eagle Fly Free.
難しいけど俺がハロウィンに加入して初めて書いた曲「ザ・チャンス」は今でも気に入っている。もう一曲、俺がハロウィンに入る前の曲ではバイキーが書いた「イーグル・フライ・フリー」。いい曲はたくさんあるけど、俺の好みに合った 100% ハロウィンだと思う曲は「イーグル・フライ・フリー」なんだよ。